This is a Dale Connolly Reporting medical special, Cursed with a Thirst. Our baby is a vampire, with correspondent Brick Walters. So far, we've agonized with the parents of little Rice Ann, and as Bob and Carmen sacrifice their reputations and what little is left of their finances to solve the problems caused by their baby being born a vampire, they also wonder if the treatment will work and what sort of life she'll have if it doesn't. Brick Walters is here in the studio now. Brick spent literally, what, an hour to as much as 90 minutes with the family. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And our producer spent even more time than that talking to the Calloways, and I work with that producer every day. We talked about the family behind their back, so I feel like I know them very well.
And how do you think they held up through this ordeal? I mean, what drove them onward to take the risk of this experimental new treatment with the gene scientist from the supermarket, Dr. Kyle, against the advice, really, of all the traditional medical experts? Mm-hmm. And what reserve could they draw on? What source of strength?
Terror, Dale. They were deathly afraid that this child would grow up into a full-fledged vampire and sink its fangs into them while they slept. If the treatment was a little risky, it still wasn't as great as the risk of doing nothing.
Let's rejoin the story now as the Calloways take Rice Ann back for her third injection and a checkup at the Genway Produce Lab.
Come in.
Look, Rice Ann, it's Dr. Kyle.
That's all right. It's good. Good. Very good. She's acting younger, yes? Or her age?
Yes, and look at this. One of her fangs fell out, and I think the tooth coming in underneath is flat.
And she's eating normally, with a spoon.
It's so thrilling now she doesn't insist on sucking her meal out of the neck of a doll or an action figure.
Then our treatment is working.
Yes. There is one eating problem, though. You tell him, hon.
She refuses everything except the Genway brand baby food.
Nothing else will do.
Yes. The Genway baby food is genetically designed to complement her internal systems.
But isn't it odd that now that you've modified her genes, she won't touch any food that hasn't come from Genway?
Not at all. It's something I learned from Rice the Soft.
Beg your pardon?
I said she likes it because it's soft. And as she grows, her Genway foods will extend to the other nutritious offerings from our produce and meat department. A person who shops at Genway need not experiment with any other food source. Ever.
So it seems little Rice Ann Calloway, doomed to live out a troubled life as a vampire baby, now has a more positive and cheerful future ahead of her as a satisfied consumer of Genway products. But not everyone is enthused about the outcome. Melissa Lispy of MegaMed says the Calloway case is cause for concern.
First, you've got a mad scientist masquerading as a doctor. Second, the gene therapy has not been clinically tested. Third, the treatment seems to program the child to consume a particular brand of food product. And fourth, a supermarket competing with an HMO creates a playing field that is not level, and we know all playing fields should be level.
But the baby appears to be cured.
Look, let's not fixate on the baby, okay? What about our balance sheet? Are we going to be able to go into the grocery business? This is unfair competition, and it should either be restricted or everything should be opened up, and all companies should be allowed to enter into each other's business. I'm not saying what should happen, but this is where it's headed.
But what about the baby? She was a vampire, and now she's not. Isn't that worth something?
Come on, a few little vampires are nothing compared to the havoc that will be unleashed by total deregulation. Huge companies, their fingers in everything. No one's jugular will be safe, believe me.
A baby vampire. Could there be a more striking combination of innocence and evil? For Rice Ann Calloway and her parents, the nightmare appears to be over. Or is it?
We're hoping to bring her back for extra treatments Dr. Kyle has offered, to deepen her complexion with some eggplant genes and stiffen her backbone with a bit of celery DNA. We're really hoping we can fine-tune her as the years go by. And someday, when she's just right, she'll thank us.
Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.